Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going right along in the 8 o'clock hour here on a... What, a gloomy day? It's kind of gnarly looking outside.
I thought it was supposed to be sunny out today. It looks sunny in the other side of the building, and now we're looking at clouds.
So. I can't believe it's not butter.
You playing golf?
Yeah, 4 o'clock. The weather is all south, so I don't think it's going to rain today. But man, it was dumping at like 1:30 this morning when I got to use the old men's room or the bathroom, I guess you say.
So you're playing at 1:30? It'll be dry by then.
Nah,
you'll be
4:00,
fine.
4 o'clock.
Oh, you're playing golf at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, got up at 1 o'clock this morning to use the restroom, and it sounded like somebody was just, like, pouring down, like, just buckets of water.
Can you get 18 in starting that late?
Yeah, for sure, because there probably won't be a ton of people out because it'll be cart path only, so a bunch of the, you know, guys that have to be, you know, right next to the ball every time will definitely be like, oh, I'm not playing if it's cart path only. Okay, fine.
Really? And you're that lazy? I hate to be that way, but, like, that's lazy.
Oh, yeah. Tons of people like that. And then it's 4 o'clock. So like everybody's like, yeah, Tuesday is normally like a night for leagues.
Yeah.
So a lot of leagues are going around the metro area. So yeah, you get on at 4. We're done normally by about 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then sunset's about 7:50 to 8 o'clock ish in that window. So hopefully we're done well before that. But we will have the opportunity to see if one man can get it to 20 games because he currently sits at 19. And Mark DeRosa, the manager of the United States World Baseball Classic roster, had this to say about one Bobby Witt Jr.
What did his start look like last year compared to this year? What is he hammering during this 19-game hit streak? I mean, it's everything. So let's get into it. Let's give him some love. Hopefully don't jinx him. He's too good to be jinxed. And the way his body moves, like I said, if I'm starting a franchise today, give me number 7 from the Kansas City Royals. He's showing up every day to be the greatest player that this game's ever seen.
The greatest player that this game has ever seen.
Hyperbolic or
today?
Pump the brakes?
Absolutely. Today, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Is he on pace to be in the conversation? You bet. Yeah. But he's got to do it for, what, 20 years in baseball, right?
Fair.
I mean, I don't know what the...
20 is a stretch. I would say 10 to 15.
Yeah, I don't think 10's enough, though. I mean, you look at some of these guys... Now, money's different today, right? Like, Bobby Witt doesn't need to play more than 10 years to be set for life and to set his family up for generations, obviously, right? So it's a little bit different than it was, you know, back in the day when people start talking about the greatest baseball players of all time. Most of them came in the 60s and Willie Mays and guys like that. They didn't make any money, so they played a lot longer to continue to get that check and to continue to play baseball and to continue to have a great job. But Bobby Witt Jr., the money doesn't need to be there, obviously, because he's making the big check right now. So I don't know, 10 years, 15 years to become in that conversation of the greatest of all time. I think in baseball, it's a lot different and it's a lot harder to be considered the greatest of all time in baseball than it is in the NBA or the NFL at this point in time, because the NBA and the NFL seemingly are continuing to evolve, and we want there to be who's the next Michael Jordan, who's going to be better than Michael Jordan. We have wanted LeBron to take that, and he hasn't been able to take that. Anthony Edwards probably will not be that guy. I don't think playing in Minnesota lends itself right now to that. He may have to bounce around, get to a New York or an LA or a place like that to really get that spotlight. So I think in in basketball, we're trying to force somebody to be the greatest. We have that conversation daily. Mm-hmm. We have the conversation in the NFL daily as well. Who's the greatest of all time when it comes to the quarterbacks, right? We're trying to see if anybody's ever going to be able to replace Tom Brady. We hope Patrick Mahomes can be that guy. We don't really have that conversation in baseball of who the greatest of all time is. Because I think up until the last couple of years, anyway, mm-hmm. everybody just said, well, it's Babe Ruth. The guy could pitch and the guy could hit. There's really no argument there. And for about a century, people were right about that, right? Because he did both. Now you've got Shohei Ohtani doing both at a time when it's much harder and much more difficult to be a productive player. He's doing both. You got Bobby Witt doing his thing. Mm-hmm. But in baseball, for whatever reason, we never ever talk about who's going to be the next greatest player of all time. We've just grandfathered in guys like Babe Ruth and Willie Mays and Joe DiMaggio and whoever else played back in the day, and we've never opened ourselves up to the conversation. Maybe it's a big reason why baseball has never been able to take that next step for a lot of people in their eyes of like, we've never been able to say this could be the next great baseball player. Like, that debate has never happened, who the next great baseball player is or who is the greatest of all time, because we've all just given it to Babe Ruth and they go, he pitched and hit and led baseball in home runs for 1,000 years until Bonds showed up. And everybody's like, yeah, you're right, fine, move on. And there's no, like, there's just no, never been an argument about that.
I think the problem with baseball is that it's gone through so many of like distrust situations.
Well, yes.
Right? Like, it's had, you know, the league where like African-American people weren't allowed to play. Then Jackie Robinson comes mm-hmm. in. It's a new
era. But that era was every sport.
I understand. But every sport wasn't like at their peak. Like, football got popular in the 80s, I would say. Or started to get popular like the late 70s when the Steelers were going through their runs.
Look, and then, I think football really got popular. I think you were right. I think it's the late 80s, early 90s. And then the baseball strike hit in 94 and football took off and has never looked back.
Right. And the NBA was thriving in the late 80s and the mid 90s. Mm-hmm. So when baseball goes away in 94 and Michael Jordan and Chicago Bulls are on the second leg of their three-peat, the second one, that's where basketball was thriving. Mm-hmm. Baseball was on a strike and football was gearing up with the, you know, the trademark of America's team in the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody was, you know, everybody knew who that team was. Everybody knew who Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith were. They knew who Leon Lett was. They knew who Barry Switzer was.
94 was
Jones.
Past their prime, though.
And so, like, I think that, like, that football really had, like, one strong push to start, and it really hasn't dipped yet. Like,
right.
Football is just continuing to go up the Price is Right mountain. Whereas baseball's been up, then it was down, then it was up, then it was down, then it was an era, then it wasn't, then it was the live ball era, then it wasn't, then it was the steroid era, then it wasn't. And so that kind of hurts when you have different superstars in different eras during different circumstances of the game. Whereas, like, you know, for 10 years, we saw Mike Trout play. And then for like the last six, we haven't seen him play because he's been hurt.
Right.
Now he's back hitting home runs at a very rapid pace. I think he has 9 on the year. He's one behind the lead in the American League. And granted, only hitting like 190, but again, batting averages are dead. So again, mm-hmm. you go back to that exact same thing. Did that guy hit 55 home runs in a season but only hit 250? Yes. Did this guy back then named Tony Gwynn, who was so good at seeing baseballs, they didn't even make him do the eye test at the DMV? Like, yeah, Tony Gwynn today would be just like, he'd be Luis Arraez. Like, he doesn't move the needle.
Right.
But you know who does? Aaron Judge. And I think it's interesting because when we look at the NFL and you talk about players, and Bobby Wood Jr. will come back in this conversation. You look at the NFL and you ask every single franchise, all 32 franchises in the NFL, or all 30, and you're like, start a franchise today, name one player. Every single team should tell you Patrick Mahomes. And if they don't, they're a liar.
Yeah,
I don't care what
I don't care
says.
If you're Buffalo and you think Josh Allen is good or you got Joe Burrow. Or,
you can't do that in baseball with Bobby Witt Jr. Now, I think more than half of the franchises would be like, give me Bobby. But I think everybody would say Shohei Ohtani. If not, Bobby Witt Jr. There will be a lot of Aaron Judges.
I think it would be fun to do a survey of the 30 GMs in baseball and say, if you could start a franchise, what player you're taking, and see how many of them say Shohei Ohtani. I think you'd be close to an overwhelming majority. I think it would
Correct.
Be a clean sweep of Shohei Ohtani.
It's the Mahomes effect of taking the best player available of a fantasy draft. Like, if you were to go to Cincinnati and be like, I know you love Joe Burrow, but you have the first pick of any player available, you are turning cloak and going straight to Mahomes. If you're the Jets, if you're the Giants, if you're the Dolphins, if you're the Rams,
it doesn't matter.
Every team unanimously should, and they probably would, take Patrick Mahomes. Now, where you look at baseball and you say, okay, Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, you'd probably get 10 that would say Bobby Witt Jr. because they would defend it. They'd say he's going to play every day. He's a five-tool player. And he wins. Okay, cool. You look at Aaron Judge, you'd be like, semi-five tool player, doesn't really run a whole lot anymore, but does the other four tools very well.
Mm-hmm.
Better than anybody else in the game. It's fun to watch.
And man's hitting 400 and hitting home runs. It's pretty good.
And knocking runs in and doing the average. Yeah, like you said. So the thing with Aaron Judge, like, it's there. And then you would look at Shohei Ohtani and be like, wait a minute. So, like, the best hitter in the game and one of the top five best pitchers in the game, and I can have him on my team, and he's going to also pitch every fifth day, and he's also going to probably play every day as well. Yeah, Ohtani would be out of 32.
Out of 30.
I think 25 would say Ohtani.
See, I think it would be a straight 30. I really
hope,
do.
I mean, I would hope, and I love Bobby Witt Jr. I think Bobby Witt Jr. is great. He's not, it's not his time yet, if that makes any sort of sense. He's
to use a bad example, he's Joe Burrow or Josh Allen in the Mahomes era right now, because he's always battling Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge.
I would almost put it, similar. Mahomes has a lot more time left. I would almost put it as he's in the Kobe role to Jordan. Like, the others know. Like, Judge, I'm sure Judge and Bobby are on a text line with each other. They're like, hey, man, saw you do that. Like, whatever it may be.
Right.
And I'm sure Ohtani's got an interpreter that, like, stays in the loop with other guys as well that's not gambling. But I think that, like, with Mahomes, there's still possibly 10 years left of him being in the NFL, seven of which where he could be dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Witt Jr., to your credit, you would say 10 to 15.
Yeah.
Judge, maybe five. Ohtani, I don't know. I always say that time is undefeated. And eventually Ohtani, I don't know off the top of my head how old he is, but eventually it's going to come down to, like, he's just a DH.
Well, he had 6 years in Anaheim, right? Roughly.
Something tells me he's like 32.
Yeah, I was going to say early 30s for Ohtani.
The
right?
clock on Judge and Ohtani is shorter than what the clock is on Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
But what's different is that, like, Mahomes should be and probably is unanimous the number one player anyone in the NFL would take. Whereas, like, Bobby Witt Jr. is not him now, but if you have this conversation in 3 years, it's still Mahomes, and now it's Bobby.
It may be, depending on what Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge do, because they're always going to be in that conversation. And that's what's good for baseball. Like, having this conversation, baseball should be sitting there with tight pants on going, oh, wow, we're having a conversation of who the best player is in the game. In the NFL, it is unanimous. Like, every GM in the NFL should be taking Patrick Mahomes. In baseball, you have a debate on who you could take, right? If you have, if you are starting a franchise in Major League Baseball and you have one of the top three picks, you're getting a home run, lock, stock, barrel, guaranteed winner, home run player on your team. Whether you take Ohtani, whether you take Judge, or whether you take Bobby Witt. In the NFL, that's not necessarily the case. It's a home run with Patrick Mahomes, and then everybody else is kind of thrown into that category.
Yeah, I mean, I think to give it a comparison, I think that if, like, you took Judge and Ohtani off the board and Bobby Witt Jr. was the next one, I think everybody would still be, you know, flabbergasted and amazed. Just like if you took Mahomes off, I think anybody would be like, I can choose Allen or Burrow. I mean, I'll take my chances.
I'll take Shador.
Yeah, well, that would take a while. But no, I think I think the other thing that's great about it too is you have Bobby Witt Jr. in a category, in a conversation where you have an international superstar in Shohei Ohtani who plays for the, I don't know, Dodgers.
Yeah.
And then you have Aaron Judge who is an international superstar because he plays for the Yankees.
Right.
And then it's Bobby Witt Jr. in Kansas City.
Right.
So it's really
nice.
How
do we get him to be that international superstar, right? Let's start playing some of those games overseas. You're not going to be before long before you see the Royals playing over there in Europe, right? And have those London games and the Royals exposing Bobby Witt Jr. to a national audience. It's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Keep doing Home Run Derby and keep stealing the show. That's one way to do it. You can do that yourself if you want, but you also need the help of Major League Baseball, which we already talked about as well. We can bring it back up a little bit later. We're coming up.